News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The economy takes center stage when President Trump visits Northeast Pennsylvania today. The visit comes one day after he announced a $12 billion aid package for America's farmers. And as high prices remain top of mind for many Americans.
The president will visit Mount Pocono, where he's expected to focus on the inflation crisis and affordability.
The Democrats caused the affordability problem, and we're the ones that are fixing it.
The president has described affordability as a con job and a hoax. However, his White House has been taking steps recently to counter the persistent economic concerns of Americans. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Trump administration has authorized chipmaker NVIDIA to sell advanced AI chips to communist China. The BBC's Barbara Plett-Usher says it represents a major national security policy about face, lifts a ban on the sales of those chips to China.
Now they have this enormous Chinese market to sell to and sell their very top-end chips to. The downgraded, modified chips that they were trying to sell to Chinese customers in order to comply with this ban, they just weren't selling. So this is a big win on the commercial front for NVIDIA. Donald Trump's argument is that this ban was stifling innovation for NVIDIA and for the whole industry, and therefore was harming the possibility of American jobs.
Federal Reserve policymakers open a two-day meeting today at which they're expected to announce a quarter-point interest rate cut. Arctic cold has settled in across a wide swath of the country, dropping temperatures from the upper Midwest to the Northeast. Snow is also anticipated this week across the Great Lakes and the Northeast. On Wall Street, Dow futures 24 points higher. This is SRN News. Some liberal churches are sprinkling politics on their Christmas celebrations.
The issue seems to be President Trump's efforts to expel illegal immigrants. A smattering of congregations across the country are erecting signs decrying the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Department, along with their nativity scenes. Bible scholars point out that Jesus, Mary, and Joseph were not illegal immigrants. Their flight to Egypt was simply a move to another province within the greater Roman Empire. Michael Harrington reporting.
Christianity continues to wane in the United Kingdom. In 2020, the Christian share of the UK's population was less than half, while the share of the religiously unaffiliated increased to 40%. And now there are reports of people turning to ancient British history, folklore, and nature as sources of spiritual nourishment. Stone circles such as Stonehenge are becoming pilgrimage sites once again. The latest census puts the number of officially declared pagans in the UK at a little over 100,000. SRN News. Well, you might say they were out to retrieve a record.
Dog lovers gathering Monday in Argentina in an attempt to set a world's record for the most golden retrievers ever assembled in one park. The old record, 1,685. As the furry friends entered the park, it seemed for a while like the old record was safe. But as the day wore on, the golden retrievers just kept coming in, and it's a new record. 2,397 golden retrievers in one park at the same time. Jason Walker reporting.
Warner Brothers Discovery's friendly agreement to sell itself to Netflix just got upended by a hostile actor. Paramount has made Warner shareholders a higher offer, touching off what is likely to be a lengthy fight in the latest episode of media industry consolidation. More details, SRNNews.com.